Good morning, everyone. It's Sal, Sally, and it's February 11th, Saturday, and it's about 4:35 a.m. Hope you all are doing great and enjoying the weekend. This is one day before the big Super Bowl Sunday in the U.S., which is a huge sporting event and gives friends and family the opportunity to get together, watch a good game, have some good laughs, eat some good food, and enjoy each other's company. Today, I want to talk about my recent book that has just got published. And this is my second book, and it's called Is 86 Good Enough? Maximize Potential and Customize Your Growth Journey. The reason I did this book is because my first book 4 years ago was called You Only Need Three Legs. And over a period of time, I have come to realize that in certain cases, 86 is good enough. Now, what do I mean by that? On numerous occasions, people ask me, is 86 good enough? Or do I need to give everything that I have and go above and beyond even 100%. Now that's an interesting and important question. Is 86 good enough? In my opinion, it depends on the situation and what you're trying to achieve. Let me clarify. In certain cases, especially in situations where it's small stuff, 86 is good enough. You don't have to strive for 100% because the cost of perfection is too high. And that cost exceeds the benefit of moving from 86 to 100. So in those situations, 86 is good enough. Don't sweat the small stuff. Just get the product out, deliver the project, send the proposal, release the blog, upload the podcast, write the article, and so on and so forth. 86 is good enough in those small situations. In other cases, where the situation and what you believe in is critical and important and is in line with your core values and you stand behind it, in those cases, you go all out. You give it your best and you go for 100%. For example, if you're a firm believer in integrity and you're put in a situation where your integrity is being questioned, then you must stand up and you have to take a stand and you have to defend it. And you must go all the way. You have to take it all the way in those situations. And that's why 86 is not good enough in situations like that. So it really depends on what the situation is, what the potential impact of your decision is, and how significant it is. Is it important or only urgent? Is it in line with your core values? Is it something that you firmly believe in? And is it a principled argument or is it situational? You determine what kind of situation it is and the priority that it receives from you. And based on that, the required effort and attention and focus comes into the picture. The best way to figure that out is to ask yourself, 15 or 20 years down the road, am I going to look back and remember this decision that I made? Is the decision that I'm going to make impact me and my family and my work 15 or 20 years down the road? In most cases, if the answer to that is no, then it's small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff, and in those cases, 86 is good enough. If the answer to that question is yes, and your decision is going to impact you and your family and your work and your professional career, then it is not small stuff. It is critical stuff. And in those cases, it is important and it is going to have a huge impact on your life and the life of others closest to you. In situations like that, my recommendation is to go all the way and put in 100%. Because the benefit of 100 far exceeds the cost of moving from 86 to 100. So at the end of the day, it's about the cost-benefit analysis, the return on investment, and other quantifiable factors. It is also subjective because there are certain things that you stand for and they define you, and that's what you're all about. In those cases, you believe in them and they form part of your core value system and your belief system. In situations like that, you must take a stand and you have to be principled and you have to stand firm and not get shaken by external stimuli or other factors or other people that may try to push you around. Use that as a yardstick to determine if 86 is good enough. In some cases it is, and in some others it's not. So at the end of the day, folks, you have to take responsibility. Focus on the things that you can control and let go of the others that you cannot. You have impact on certain things. And people will tell you they're going to help you and they're going to tell you that they're there for you, and some of them are, but in most cases, the buck stops with you. You have to make it happen. The sooner you realize that, the better it is. This is Sal Selly. If you'd like to read my book, Is 86 Good Enough? Please go to www.maximizeu.life. That's M-A-X-I-M-I-Z-E, the letter U dot L-I-F-E. Thank you for listening and enjoy the weekend. Take care and bye.